We often hear about the ways in which technology is changing our relationship to the past. One teenager from the tiny village of Tuksuk Bay, Alaska, is using technology to revitalize his language and culture and bring it to the rest of the world. Josie Holtzman and Isaac Kestenbaum have more.
Byron Nikolai was 14 when he started his Facebook page, I Sing, You Dance.
He uploaded this homemade music video of him covering Nicki Minaj's Anaconda.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns.
His friends liked the video, so he posted a few more. One day, though, eager to please his audience but with no zany idea in mind, he decided to ditch the chipmunk voice and posted a video of himself singing traditional music in his own voice and in his first language, Yupik. The videos went viral.
Nikolai's 18 now. In the past year, he was featured in a short documentary that premiered at Sundance. He's one of the Obama administration's Arctic Youth Ambassadors, and he's even performed at the State Department in Washington, D.C. His first big hit was a song called I Am Yupik.
Can I just like sing it for a little bit? Okay, it goes like this.
It's a celebration of his native identity.
So it says, here in Alaska, there are many cultures, and me, I am Yupik.
Yupik is the largest of Alaska's major native cultural groups, and it's the most widely spoken language. Still, like Native Americans in the rest of the country, a generation of Yupik speakers was sent to boarding schools in the early to mid-20th century. They were forced to learn English, which they in turn passed on to their kids. To reach this younger audience, Nikolai decided to mix up his message.
Some of the songs that I've composed are modern songs mixed with Yupik songs, so the teenagers who are modern could like still be in between instead of just moving towards modern or towards tradition. Like after that, I released that song on a video on Facebook. It was everywhere. Kids were singing it from other villages. Kids my age were singing it. Adults were singing it.
But it's not just the music, it's the medium.
People really connect with Facebook in rural Alaska.
That's Angela Gonzalez, who handles communications and outreach for Rural Alaska Community Action Program, a nonprofit that works with low-income Alaskans.
I've heard Facebook being called the new VHF radio because people can make announcements and it'll get out to a lot of people, young and old.
What she means by VHF radio is CB radio, like the kind truckers use.
It's been an essential way of communicating in Alaska's remote villages. It's used to announce everything from emergencies to plane landings to birthday wishes. But that's changing with the spread of iPhones and Facebook. Most of the Alaskan bush gets internet through satellite. It can be painfully slow. Netflix is out of the question, even in larger villages. But it's still fast enough for news to travel.
Facebook is just like one big village where everybody could know what everybody's doing.
Byron Nikolai's Facebook village is now about 24,000 followers, a big reach for a high school senior. In October, he released his first album, I Am Yupik. It came out on Yuke Media, a label run by Yupik musician Mike McIntyre, who, like Nikolai, wants to use new technology to bring back the old ways.
That's kind of like a goal here, like making Yupik cool again. And it's very important that we, you know, keep that. It's who we are.
It seems to be working, and Byron Nikolai couldn't be happier.
I've gotten comments saying that my songs are teaching Yupik kids some words, so they're actually learning Yupik as they're learning how to sing the song.
In fact, a couple of them are in the Yuke Media recording studio today. Mike McIntyre's kids.
Hi, my name is Micah.
Hi, my name is Dylan.
What do you guys think about Byron's music?
Awesome.
It's awesome.
Do you guys know how to sing I Am Yupik?
Unku ta mani Alaska me pejira boyo kinredo.
Mike McIntyre and Byron Nikolai think maybe that's the key to the survival of Alaskan Native culture in the 21st century. Celebrate it, update it, share it, like it. For NPR News, I'm Josie Holtzman.
And I'm Isaac Kestenbaum.
That's story was produced as part of Frontier of Change, a project of member station KNBA and Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio.